But yeah, he's not coming on. He may have to put his dog down. I was gonna crack a stupid joke like, okay, that's tomorrow. You can record now, but I don't want to be a jerk.
Well, I'm glad you refrained.
Yeah, I'm glad you wasn't insensitive.
Yeah,
I'm glad you reframed. That's good. That's good.
But we had to put our dog down a couple years ago, man. It was the worst thing I've ever had to do. And to what you're just saying, Felix, the kids are like, I don't want another dog, no more pets. I'm like, yeah, me neither. Screw that. And so Liam's like, we'll get a cat. I'm like, I don't want a cat. They live like 20 years. You know, the dog would be out after like 8, 10. Cats going at least 16 to 20. I'm like, all right. So we ended up looking, and
I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah,
I can't do. And now I'm not.
When I come do the live show at your house, I'm strictly in the garage.
You'll be in the garage. Listen, bro, I no longer am allergic to cats. When I was a kid, bro, I'd walk in the room, eyes all watery, red, sneezing, couldn't do it. Got none of it, man. He walks across my head when I'm laying on the bed. I've got zero. Anything for the cat.
You want to take me out and get away with it?
Put
me
that's kind of strange that you would be allergic to him, because I mean, your kind, that's like your go-to pet.
You have to explain that. I don't want to make an insensitive Haitian joke or something.
No, I'm just saying that's your guy's
talking to me or Rob. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, I'm talking to you, your kind. Okay. That's like your go-to pet.
When I was a kid, I went to one of the middle schools I went to, and it's a predominantly black area, and they made a big deal about Haitians and cats. So I thought you were talking to Ruff. So I'm like, is the joke coming?
Who's talking to you. I'm talking to you.
To us Anglos.
Yeah. Yeah. All you guys got pets. Like,
I mean, nowadays, cats. So nah, bro. These people got birds and fish and tigers.
Don't talk about in Kentucky, them dudes, they got pet skunks and squirrels, ferrets and squirrels.
You know where we got our
dudes catch squirrels and make them pets?
Yeah.
Was on Instagram. Like, we would scroll through Instagram watching reels, and it would be a crazy cat reel after another crazy cat reel.
Yeah.
Stuff. And we're like, you know, man, we might want to get a cat. Like, dogs, they look ridiculous. I've got
that's your people. That's your people. They love cats.
A coworker of ours that way came to work like was scratching. He's like, dog, you got like domestic issues at the crib? You getting beat up? He said, nah, man, I'm a pet. What kind of pet you got? Squirrel. He was like, how'd you get a pet squirrel?
Well,
it was
in the backyard.
He captured the squirrel and domesticated that boy. You're my pet now, like, bruh.
A baby to domesticate that. That's crazy.
I was like, you know you got those scratches because he wants to leave, right?
he ended with rabies or something.
I'm proud of you, daddy.
But he's the same dude. He, you know, pull over and pick up a turtle and take it home to cook it. So,
I would pull over and pick the turtle up and put him back in the water. I wouldn't take it home and make turtle.
No. He took the turtle home to cook it. He's like, this is good food here.
Does he eat iguanas?
Hey, there ain't many iguanas in Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay.
They told us whatever they hunt,
they don't do good in the cold.
So it's a country boy or an island guy?
No. He's a country boy.
Oh, yeah, they do some wild stuff, bro.
They say whatever they hunt, they eat.
Yeah.
They probably do a lot of roadkill soup up there. They just find on the side of the road, go cook it up. Probably.
I'm telling you, he stopped, said, oh, man, look at the turtle crossing the road. He went and picked it up. He didn't say, oh, I'm going to save it and put it in the water. No, he said, turtle soup.
Yeah, we kind of kept to ourselves, and like when we went out, we actually went out to restaurantes. We didn't go to, so.
No, I'm with you. I'm not.
Yeah.
That's not for me. That's not for me.
That's not for you?
Nah. I go to the store.
We'll get invites. Now, hey, you got something over? What are you cooking?
I don't think you wouldn't be able to.
That question.
You wouldn't be able to rock in Kentucky. They're a different kind than you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm listening. No complaints from me, but I'm a Rob. Like, okay, you're offering dinner. What are you cooking tonight?
Yeah, if it's not Jet Pizza.
Yeah, well, what's for dinner?
It's not Jet Pizza. We're declining.
I love Jet's Pizza, man. When I found out I had a Jet's Pizza here, I was like, yee!
There's one down here. My mom won pizza for a year. She did one
from Jets.
Yeah, you get one free pizza a month. So she got it. She got it for a month.
Oh, so she won 12 pieces.
With the turbo crust?
You gotta put that turbo crust on it.
Put that turbo crust.
You gotta put that turbo crust on it. That's day one. That's day one.
That's that thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Once you have it, you gotta have it.
Yeah, you ain't eat just pizza.
All right, so I'm at deadfood.com.
Excuse me?
Deadfood.com, and a list in front of me is any meat: beaver, camel, cat, dog, elephant, hedgehog, kangaroo, moose, muskrat, parrot, pigeon, possum, raccoon, skunk, squirrel, venison, wallaby. These are your roadkill meats and other exotic meats recipes. If you were to stumble across one of these animals in any way, shape, or form,
Venice?
We rock with Venice.
That seems normal enough.
Venice. Oh, man.
Lou has tried kangaroo.
Kangaroo's awesome.
And that's never had. I've had bison. That's as far as exotic as I've gotten.
No, bison. Kangaroo is awesome.
Bison is good. That's where I stopped.
I love venison. I mean,
who doesn't?
But yeah, but the kangaroo is awesome. We used to have a place in Kentucky called The Game, and it just have all kinds of stuff in there.
Elephant stew is one large elephant, brown gravy, salt, two whole rabbits, an optional cut of elephant.
Rabbit stew. I like rabbit stew. Rabbit stew is all right.
You add the rabbit into the elephant stew to kind of multi your proteins.
I never had the rabbit elephant stew, but I had rabbit stew. No.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on all of that.
Possum or bandicoot soup. Possum bandicoot. Stuff. Possum
stew. Crash Bandicoot.
I played Crash Bandicoot.
The little spinning dude. Y'all eating him out there? Come on, man.
That's why they didn't make no more games. Soup.
One small possum or bandicoot. 2 liters water. One teaspoon salt. 1 can of corn or other vegetables. If desired,
you got the recipe on the website.
That's the recipe right there. Listen to this. Pennsylvania possum pie.
Pennsylvania possum pie.
I'm a pie guy.
My apologies.
But I don't know about a possum pie.
1.5-pound possum, cut into servings, salt, water, 12 peppercorns, 2 rib celery, chopped 2 carrots, quartered 2 cups.
Oh, this ain't a dessert?
No, it's pot pie. I messed that up. My apologies. 4 egg yolks, 6 tablespoon hot water. Pennsylvania possum pot pie.
Oh, pot pie with possum. I eat chicken pot pie.
I love chicken pot pie.
But possum pot pie, never had it. Probably not going to get it.
KFC might have the best chicken pot pie out there.
Theirs are really good. I'm with you there.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want the possum pot pie.
This is the Pennsylvania possum pot pie.
I don't do possum.
You got the possum stew, possum stuffing. And you see over here.
Why is possum such a hierarchy meat in these parks?
You know what?
Is that my TV? Is that your TV?
Who it depends. You hear Shaq?
I hear something in my ear.
Yeah, it's always Rob. Rob's one of the noisiest ones we got.
Playoffs, baby.
The playoffs don't start until Sunday.
You got the play-in game.
Nobody care about those play-in games. It's like the midget league.
Well, then maybe people need to stop caring about these other sports, and then they can get paid more, because these guys are getting paid pretty nice tonight.
Well, it's only 11 of them out there.
Well, you need to shrink them.
Shrink how many people in the sport?
Shrink your party size.
that's not how it goes.
Then get your TV endorsements up. Something.
That's not how it goes.
All this TV and
this is playing, right?
That's right, but there's 90 players on, not 11.
Get more TV deals, dude.
They have the biggest TV deal.
Then the players should be getting the biggest money.
Sorry, not when there's 90 people.
I just saw this earlier today. I was watching NFL Live. They're saying Sutton might hold out because he got 2 years left on his deal.
The one that just got arrested?
Nah, Courtland Sutton.
The receiver.
Yeah.
He better be glad he didn't get traded.
And, I mean, they said he only got like $3 million left guaranteed on
his contract. Holdout. He was supposed to be on the trading block.
You only got $3 million left, but your contract is like $40 million. That's terrible.
Because you're getting all that money up. These dudes be getting all that money up front and then guarantees and stuff. And then when they get to the end of the deal, they're like, hey, man, I only making $3 million. But yeah, you didn't make 37 already of it.
Terrible.
Valid point. So listen, these playing games, are they all ready in the playoffs? They're just trying to finish their seeding or what? Or like
in the Only two of them make it to the real games?
It's four teams battling for the last two playoff spots.
Okay. Next, I see Heat and Sixers tomorrow and Hawks and
Hold Bulls. On, I'll be right back.
Yeah, correct.
And then right now, you got Lakers and Pelicans and Warriors and Kings tonight.
Correct, yeah. So the winner of the Lakers and Pelicans game secures the seventh seed. Okay. Then the loser is going to play the winner of the Kings and Warriors game, and they get the eighth seed, and then everybody else go home.
So the play-in teams are Lakers, Pelicans, Warriors, Kings, and Heat, Sixers, Hawks, and Bulls, right?
Correct, yeah.
It's something like that.
It'll be seven through ten.
All right. It's only two of them that make it to the joint, right?
Because I'm looking here because it shows me Saturday to April 20th. That's actual playoffs, right?
Yeah, that's the real joint,
not these joints right here.
All right.
Because the Kang say he don't like to play in, but he been to play in the last 2 years. So it's kind of benefiting him right now.
He should like it.
Yeah.
He should really like it.
Yeah, he should be
– I'm not a LeBron guy, but I'm on his side when it comes to these people who like to point out his stats and like, oh, look at him missing this and missing that. Like, he's what, 22, 23 years in the league now? I mean, he's not young anymore. So, like, he is a 40-year-old man.
Not that young.
Who's played for 20 years and a lot of playoffs. He's played additional seasons and stuff. I don't like defending him. When people like to point out the flaws he has, the mistakes he's making – he's making him at 40. Like, he's an old man now. He's going to go out there and not do so great sometimes. Again, I don't particularly care for his whiny attitude, but I'm not going to beat him like, oh, watch him fall. Bro, he's 40 years old. Like, he's not a young stud anymore.
I mean, it all depends on the critic, but me personally, I'm really not judging LeBron on his back end. Like, whatever he's doing now is just stat fillers, in my opinion.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he's definitely gonna fill the stats for the ages.
Yeah, he got the longevity. So, like, unless you can, like, the only way to beat these records that he's racking up right now, you're gonna have to have the longevity. And I don't think these modern players are gonna play long enough
because they're not coming in off college, right, or out of high school anymore. They got to go at least 1 year college.
Yeah, 1 year in college.
Yeah, so I mean, that's
they got rid of that program and all that. But even if they came straight in. It's just LeBron's, to his credit, his durability early in his career has helped him. And then, you know, him maintaining his body and the longevity that he's accumulating has helped his career. So, no, if you don't got those two factors early on, you could just forget about it. Because I thought that Kevin Durant would be the one to break some of his records, but he's been injured the past couple of years.
Yeah.
He's not gonna play long enough to catch him, and he ain't gonna be able to put up the numbers to catch him. So you might as well just etch that boy in stone. And you know,
he ain't the king.
You know.
So we got this, Eastern
the 90s, 2000 babies, they're gonna call him the GOAT. 80s, 90s babies, they're gonna probably still go with Jordan, Kobe. I don't like to get into that debate too much because it's people just start using whatever. They'll use the numbers for this argument, then take it out of this argument, then flip it to this one. Man.
Well, we got playoffs start this weekend. And look, you got Celtics are the first seed, Knicks 2, Bucks 3, Cavs 4, Magic 5, Pacers 6, Sixers 7, Heat 8 at the moment, Bulls 9, Hawks 10. So of those top 10, I have an idea where Felix is going to go. But who out of this Eastern Conference is going to get to the finals?
Well, to start, this is
I knew that was going to be your go.
This is probably the best, or it should be the best playoffs in some good years.
Yeah,
because both sides got compelling matches, storylines that you can mix and match. Like I was talking about it the other day. So right now, Miami is the eighth seed, right?
Yeah.
If Miami wins, they become the seventh seed. So now you got a Knicks, Heat.
That's the one I want to see right there.
That's not been for a long time, that rivalry there.
Correct.
That's the one I want to see right there. See if they can stop Kyler Murray.
So now if Miami loses, right, to Philly, and then wins on Friday to get the eighth seed, now you got Miami-Boston.
I don't like it.
First round.
Gotcha.
That's another enriched rivalry history, right? Then you move forward to the next rounds. You got a potential of Boston, New York in the conference finals or Miami, Boston in the conference finals. So, it's looking interesting.
I want to see Miami in the Knicks. I
want
to see.
First round, I want that too.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see Kyler Murray versus the Heat.
I'm going to probably say Boston.
I'm confused as shit right now. Kyler Knicks. Murray, you said it the first time, and I'm looking around.
You talking about Jalen Brunson, man.
I'm thinking Kyle Lowry. I'm like, then you said it again, and I'm like, I'm thinking myself.
You didn't know Kyler Murray played for the Knicks?
No, I didn't. I missed that.
About Jalen Brunson. Yeah, Boston should get to the conference championship and to the
finals. I'm going
to
start calling, when the Cardinals come on, I'm going to start calling Jalen Brunson the quarterback.
They got the best roster on the East. So,
all right. Like, so we got two. I'm going to join in. I'll say Celtics also. In the Western Conference, Thunder 1, Nuggets 2, Timberwolves 3, Clippers 4, Mavs 5, Suns 6, Pelicans 7, Lakers 8, and then Kings and Warriors 9 and 10. Who's coming out of the West?
Anybody but Denver.
Denver, and I'm gonna say OKC.
Is Denver that much better, or is it just Joker is that much better than everybody else, and he's got a couple good guys supporting cast wise?
That's a good question.
He's hard, man. I don't like playing him.
I'm gonna go with both because I think he's.
I don't like it.
Who has Drew Holiday? Is that the Nuggets?
No, it's Celtics.
Who do the Nuggets have their second guy?
Jamal Murray. I think that's Jamal Murray.
Okay, that's who it is. Yeah.
And then they got the FanDuel brother as their third.
I like Minnesota, man. I want them to come out, man. I like watching them boys.
I like them too. I like Little Jordan, but I just don't.
I like watching Minnesota.
I don't think they got enough firepower to knock off OKC or Denver. Well, see, here's the problem though with Minnesota. Minnesota wins and Denver wins, they play each other the next round. I don't think they beat Denver in the second round. So
like Instagram did getting my family a cat, it overloaded me with Luka Doncic, Luka
something with
videos. So now I'm a huge Mavs fan. So obviously I want the Mavericks to
come out. You like Kyrie.
Luka, exactly.
A bad boy. All American. Bad boy. But the problem with that is they drew the Clippers first round. They haven't beaten the Clippers yet in the playoffs.
Yeah, with four plays, five looks like. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's their problem. But
yeah,
it's a lot of good matchups in the first round and the second round. But I'm gonna go with OKC, Denver, Boston, Knicks for the conference championships, and then it's gonna be Boston and Denver for the title.
Man, Thunder.
Your boy from the Thunder said they wish they was a little younger.
What? Who said that?
What's his name? Giddy.
He wished they was younger.
Yeah, and then somebody wrote in the captions, of course you do.
Yeah. He set himself up for that one. But they the youngest team in the league. How much younger do you want to be?
Hey, he like them young.
That boy's an idiot. That's funny. He set himself up for that one.
So, yeah, Thunder play the eighth seed to be determined. Clippers play Mavs. Timberwolves play Suns. Nuggets play seventh seed to be determined. And then you have Celtics, eighth seed to be determined. Cavs versus Magic. Bucks versus Pacers.
Yeah, we get the Cavs up out of there.
To be determined.
We're going to get the Cavs up out of there, and then we gotta go see Knicks in the next round. Okay. No, we got to play Boston in the next round. We'll play Boston next round. We'll probably win one game.
So Magic doing something this season or what?
Yeah, we're going to beat the Cavs.
Fifth, look at them.
We're going to beat the Cavs.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Then we're going to lose 4-1 to the Celtics.
Okay. I was like, look at the Magic.
Like I said, bro, Luka for me, give me a nice 77 jersey. I'll just say it's Taylor Lewan for football.
Oh, yeah. We know out of everything in the NBA, out of every person you was going to choose, we know exactly where you was going to go with this.
7-7. Is that a 7? I'm not good.
Yeah. Trust me. If they had listed every single player in the playoffs, 1 through 100, or however many players there is in the playoffs right now, if we just told you to Billy, just pick one. Just pick one. That's your guy.
Off the top of my head, number 77 from Serbia.
Yeah. We know. We know exactly.
He's a bad boy.
We know exactly what you was gonna do.
Hey, bro.
He should be the best player in the league, but
he's got the skin to win.
The skin to win. Who did I say that to the other day? Like, where'd you hear that? I said, I've heard that for my entire AT&T career. Yeah. I said, my boy's been telling me that since the day I started here. What? I said, skin to win, bro. I've heard that for 13 years now. Where
is this? And counting.
Yeah, I got another one, too. It's the complexion for protection.
Oh, that's not bad.
I like it.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. That's not bad.
You got that one, too. Top notch.
I got something for you.
Top flight.
All right. Let's play this. First, let me know if you can hear it, and then I'm going to continue to play it here. Let's see here.
What are we playing? Jeopardy?
Presents.
Who's on first?
All right. Playing here? Can you hear?
What they can do.
Did you hear it?
All right. Listen to this. We'll talk about it after.
Say now.
Let's listen and we'll talk.
Hey, I like listening to him. That boy be having me rolling.
Well, I listen to this and I want your guys' opinions on it. Here we go.
Get rid of all the Europeans. What? You just said it. You go to college to learn defense. Yeah. What college do Europeans go to? They have no athleticism, right? They have no speed, no jumping ability. They are a liability on defense. There's 150-year-olds in the league today. Name the top 10 defenders. Just the Rudy Goldberg and Greg DeVries. Other than that, they're just offensive players. They're not defensive players, right? So the NBA took away aggression. Mm-hmm. They took away aggression to open up the Euro League. When they first started getting here, it was too rough for them. Mm-hmm. And
they didn't make it.
They didn't make it, right? So eventually, they softened the rules. They didn't soften the rules for the Americans. They softened the rules to open it up international. Yeah. So when they're saying the Euros is going to run the league in the next 5 years, why do you think that? More threes, passing, cutting. This is not our league. This is not the American style. This is the Euro style. They're not ISO players. I know.
So, what are you guys' thoughts on that? Because at first, I'm like,
I agree with him totally.
Nah, he's making valid points.
I thought, EuroLeague is going to be some race baiting something, but it's like, no. Look at this. The defense is gone. All these dudes do is shoot threes. They play no defense, and I'm like, he might be onto something. So I want to get the basketball guys and Felix's thoughts on this.
He's right.
I agree with him totally.
If you go bet,
kick them out. Let's start their own league, offense only.
An average bet now, the over-under is like 220, 230. for the final.
Yeah, the points are crazy. Yeah.
So yeah, no, he's absolutely correct. That's
true. Listen, man, those guys, they play fundamental. Hard. Check they play pass, fundamental pass it yeah. around the court. Like, they don't do that ISO stuff. That's just how they play. Yeah.
They cut. They run action, screen, pin down, screen down.
And it's not that they listen. They didn't change it per se for the NBA. They changed the rules in the NBA so we could compete in the international game. Because remember, before the Dream Team, we was getting smoked.
Yeah,
in those games when it was just our college players, we were getting smoked
because we wasn't used to that style of play.
When we got the international
athletic dudes to
we international France was out there whoop 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 whoop, whoop all that there. So that's when they started to change it, and you know they made the Dream Team. We like, yo, we putting our NBA players in there, our professional players, because they over there, they playing with their professionals. So we putting our professionals, and then we smoked them, and then they started changing it because they started coming over here, and we're like, well, I mean, if they're gonna come over here, then we're gonna start playing like them. No. They don't like defense. Right.
He's right though. Like if you look at it, when Manu came in the league, he brought the Euro step to the NBA. He brought that move, and people copied it. Yeah. Hence the Euro.
And it seemed like the Euro, the NFL. Steve, you take away Steve defense. Steve Nash
came up points. With the
That's why. That's why you can't people. That's why you can't bang them around no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Europeans was coming over here, and it was like, man, I ain't going over there. They around there getting banged on. You know what I'm saying? They not calling nothing over there.
It like threes from 40 feet out. But like a basketball fan wants to see somebody post up, bang down low, turn and shoot. They want to see all that. But someone who just flipping through the channels, hey, that guy shot from 40 feet. Come look at this.
Yeah, and you know what that did? They killed the big man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. Dirk started, like, people, depending on who you like, who you ask, they'll probably say the Miami Heat, LeBron led team started, quote unquote, the positionless basketball, where there was, no position that is defined. But if you really look at it, when Dirk came, he started that stretch four. Like, before then, you didn't really have a four or a center out that far. You had like that little shrimp, but he was a three. So Nash started that stretch big, and then they just started coming down. Like, there's no post game whatsoever in the league now.
No, you're 100% right.
Everybody matter of fact, me and Felix was I think like 2 weeks ago or something, when we was at the house, we was talking about we was watching the Final Four, the dude
from
Duke.
You're talking about your boy.
Edie, 7'4", 300 pounds. Good little post game.
Yeah.
They got him projected to go in the second round because he's slow footed.
Yeah.
He doesn't play today's basketball.
His game doesn't translate. But if you
can take him out of the game by shooting threes the whole time, and he's going to be pointless down there.
You put him in the 2000 era, he's going first three picks probably.
Well, then if your team, because the three pointer is probably going to neutralize it, but if you're a team and your bread and butter, so to speak, is hitting your guy down low, hook shots, layups, and you're so good at it, is a team going to change their philosophy to go against your big man? Or I got to hit two threes out of four to even your points. I'm just going to keep rocking the threes.
Well, see, that's the problem with a lot of these new age players. Yeah, I get it. You got to adjust. You got to adapt. But a lot of these teams, like, they start. Matter of fact, with Golden State, for example, the Golden State is a jump shooting team, right? Like, when Curry, Clay, Kevin Durant was there. Teams started trying to model their – they started changing their team to try to match up with their team when they had an advantage. Like, everybody said Warriors are smaller up front. Beat them inside. No, what you would you went and started playing small ball with them. You can't beat them at their game. Beat them at your game. If I got a post game, I'm slowing the game down. You can come out here and shoot all the threes you want. If you got to make them though. But I get you. But like if I got a Shaq, I'm coming down and I'm feeding Shaq, because guess what? Shaq gonna get all y'all in foul trouble. I can scheme and come up with more defensive tactics on the defensive end to hide Shaq. What you going to do on your side for defense?
Nick, if you miss two or three threes and you're behind, it's going to be
That's long
tough.
Rebounds. That's long rebounds. Those. I can out and pass it. You pin yourself in the post. That's it. You either fouling my big guy or he getting a point.
My God. Yeah, no, bro, it makes sense.
But what they did, let's take him out. He's too slow. All right. Now you're playing to their strength now. I'm not changing it.
But now they all playing the same kind of game.
Yeah, that's true. Like, look at Joel Embiid. He started off post.
Yeah, bro, he can hit a three. He's big and clunky as hell out there. But
he looks for the threes more. You got Cat
hanging out. You got the big dudes hanging out there.
Yeah, talk about I'm the best shooting three big ever. Like, why are you even proud to say that?
Yeah, why is that your goal?
You 6'11". Yeah, why is that your goal to want to shoot 28-foot jumpers when you got a height advantage and a matchup advantage almost every night? But you proud to be in the 3-point shootout talking about you can shoot the lights out. Okay.
Yeah, like everybody, the NFL does it, NBA's doing it. It's about getting random viewers more money, more open to whatever. Like, yeah, it's cool. You can, the Europeans come here, then our guys who aren't the best anymore go to China, go to Israel, play in those other leagues. But yeah, the talent, let's say talent's watered down, but the skill level, I guess, the defense is not there. As long as you can shoot a three, stop and pop in the corner, and you're good.
Isn't Joker
7'1"?
Yeah, no, he's not even. That's the thing. He's 6'11" and 270, 280.
Yeah, and he just doesn't miss
his
out.
His skill set. Yeah. I mean, depending on who you ask, what discussion you in, age group, they'll tell you, they're more skillful now, bigger, faster, stronger, that whole stuff. And some of it is true. Some of it, the skill has evolved, but I think, I don't know. I guess it's the old school in me. I always go back to fundamentals because even Felix can attest to it. It's like in boxing. Yeah, you can have the fastest hands. You can have this and that. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the basics, when all that other stuff start diminishing, athleticism and all that, if you got the basics, you can always find a way.
Yeah.
Your mind and your fundamentals don't deteriorate if you've done honed in on them. So,
you can't survive on athleticism.
Yeah.
In boxing. Not after you start losing it, then you become Roy Jones.
Exactly. But you can't survive it in the NBA. Like I was watching it earlier. LeBron missed a point blank layup, and Reggie Miller already called it. He said, "Man, that was LeBron about 5 years ago. That's an absolute dunk."
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got them old man knees coming, man.
Yeah, but if you got the fundamentals, then you know what you can do. Like, perfect example, Jordan athleticism started going away. He didn't still try to take off on the free throw line. He went to the post because he perfected that. Kobe started slowing down. He had different tools to his arsenal that he can get at a shot at any given time.
Yeah. Chris Bosh did it down here. They ended up developing Chris Bosh's jump shot, his 3-pointer.
Yeah, and I think it took away from his game because he was a post mid-range player.
He was that he coming off the elbow.
They turned him into Towns. Yeah, he was the elbow shot, but then they turned him into Towns. And the problem with that is not every team. Yeah, not every team can implement that though. Like you put Towns on Golden State, he fits perfectly. You go put him on the Heat, it's not going to translate the same way. You put him, he's look, it took Minnesota 2 years to kind of get that mix going because they didn't know how to play them two bigs together. And it's kind of working right now, but it's not going to take them nowhere, I don't think.
Did you guys watch that UFC this weekend?
Nah. Did you see that?
I saw the highlight where he said get in a square circle.
Yeah, because that is the baddest motherfucker belt. He's like, 10 seconds, square up in the middle, let's go. And he did it.
Idiot.
And they
put that boy to sleep.
One second left.
I'd have been like, no.
KO, bro.
Night.
No.
Yeah, but you can't say no and then want the BMF belt.
Yeah, you can't be that guy.
Who? The BMF?
Baddest motherfucker belt. That's the belt they were fighting for.
I'm sorry.
The UFC goes all the way, bro. They don't play around.
I'm thinking of BMF. Yeah. BMF. I'm like,
Can't. If you can't chicken out and then want the BMF belt, you know what I'm saying? You got to go in there. That's for the BMF belt.
I don't want the belt, dude. Well, I want the win.
Nailed him, dude. That was a nasty shot.
What happened to winning at all? Getting a W.
It ain't like that no more, man. You win, you get the W, and then the next morning, you know, idiots on Instagram saying that they was bored, and this ain't, I'd rather them just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, that's come on, bro. Yeah.
Ain't no, has it,
the tactician, the tactician is dead these days.
But see, I blame that on media a lot because,
yeah, media finds ways to screw up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's with a lot of entertainment in the world. Like, of course, as a fan, I want to be entertained. But if I'm a fan of a
entertain sport, me, clown,
or if I'm a fan of something, I'm a fan of the art. So I want to see the art in it, the artistry.
Yeah.
But when you start like shortcutting me, I'm not really, you know what I'm saying? Like boxing, for example. Me and him love boxing. The it's called boxing. Yeah, I love Rocky movies, but I know that's not boxing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you come out there and you start fighting like Rocky, anybody could do that. But can you be a tactician and make a man land 8% punches for 12 rounds? Can you set up a shot, trap him, you know, stuff like that? Like, that's...
Can you make the adjustment mid-fight?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, something like...
That's good.
But people don't like that no more, man. I'm telling you, the tactician is gone. It's like people like don't play chess no more. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's boring.
Yeah, they rather see the all out brawl. They're like, I don't like watching when these guys are on their back and they're waiting for the guy to jump on them. But my brother in law, like, he's big into jiu-jitsu and all that. He goes, oh, bro, that's the best. This is so awesome. Look at the guard he's got to put up, half guard versus full guard. I'm like, what? I want to see the guy stand up and knock the guy out. I'm the casual fan, and this, like, I want to see the 40
foot. Yeah, you're the guy that's ruining.
That's me. Like, I don't want to see this on the ground. He's got his back. What does he got his back mean?
The media is not backing up the art form of it. They're like, yeah, man, this is boring. Like, Floyd Mayweather, for years, the commentators that supposedly know the sport, they call the man boring.
Yeah. Well, you can be good if I'm a casual fan.
Yeah, but sometimes, if I'm a casual fan, I'm gonna go with you. If you're,
oh yeah, for sure, it is. It is for
Billy saying it's boring. You got to be boring.
Felix is not turning off boxing. I will if it's boring. So you're gonna take for granted the true fan because they're not gonna turn away. But the someone like me, yeah, Mayweather, who just he's winning, that's cool, but he's winning boringly. So I'm not gonna be interested in it. But some guy who's, you know, 1-18. If he's throwing haymakers the whole time and gets KO'd, I'll watch him almost every time because it's going to be exciting to watch. So I'm on both sides. With the NFL, I like the three yards in a cloud of dust, you know, crack back, like the shit that takes skill to do, planning to do. Like, I don't like the go deep like every time.
To go back, to piggyback on that, football, for example, me and him will watch a game. Well, whoever, pick whatever team you want. We'll just say Ravens Steelers. The game could end 3-0 with like 12 first
downs. Oh, we lost him. Lost him again.
I wish it went dark. Like, I know you got a point, but we don't want to hear it.
You're back. But no, I get where he's coming from. Yeah, like, I'm down for a 3-0 game. Is it awesome defense? These guys make.
I mean, you got to love the sport. Plays? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like when I tell people, hey, man, I'm finna sit at home and I'm going to watch UFL.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, bro, I will go watch some 6-year-olds play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I just love it.
Competition. No, Rob, we can't. If you're saying something, we can't hear you, bro.
Freaking people call you at the wrong time. Yeah, got a phone call. I got to put it on blue.
But yeah, like I said, if it's 3-0 and you got three pass defenses, you got five sacks. Me and Felix
would say that was the best. Another person say, oh, that was boring, man.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. It's like, yeah, he's going to watch UFL. He's going to go watch a high school game.
Yeah, man, I just love it.
I'm not a fan of a team or a style. I'm a fan of football. I'm going to watch that. Yeah, I'm the same way. But for somebody I'm not in depth with, I want to see the exciting thing. So I get both sides of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like me, I'm a basketball head, so I'll go to a high school basketball game. I'll go to an AAU game and out because I want to see the art, the purity of it. I don't care. Like, honestly, we enjoy.
I watched
more
the UM spring game this weekend. I thought it was amazing.
They take more pride in it.
Speaking of UM spring game.
Yes. That how'd boy, that go?
That boy Cam Ward, boy.
Woo. How'd it go? Who what was the score?
It was closer. It was at one point Cam Ward's team was like spanking them, but it got a little closer once they stopped playing Cam Ward and it was the Puffin Gardner show.
Oh, the puffer was out there, the puffer fish?
Yeah. But yeah, man, I watched the whole spring game. I thought it was exciting.
What is this?
I started watching Ohio State spring game.
Cam Ward hasn't played a real game yet at Miami. He's already the Hurricanes' unquestioned leader. Thoughts? Yeah.
That dude is ready. He's legit. And you can tell, I mean, he's a senior, so yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can tell he's already got the team. Okay. That dude is nasty, man.
And that's what you need. That's what you want. Because if they don't trust.
But they gotta find a quarterback for after this year, though, because
one and done.
Hopper Gardner, that, bro.
Who? That boy. Yeah, Hopper. I mean he looked all right, but I liked Emery Williams. I thought Emery Williams looked better than Poffin Parker or Poffin Gardner. And Golden then Ja'Cory Brown, he entered the transfer portal today. I guess he didn't like how the competition in the spring game went. See, but I thought he looked all right, and he entered the transfer portal.
That's another thing that ticks me off with these kids now, though. What happened to the competitiveness, dude? So instead of trying to compete, you just ready to just jump ship. Yeah, I'm going to go transfer out. I'm going to go over here.
Yeah, that's the – just like the running backs. I mean, you had Parrish transfer. You had like two other ones transfer. It was like, man, it's too many dudes here, man. I'm out.
When we was loaded – Them boys was trying to, they was in there. Oh, okay, you starting? Well, I'm
going to. Yeah, but you don't know what would happen if the portal was around. Like, if the portal was around in 2000, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how that go. You had a,
you know,
a true freshman, Frank Gore, and a true freshman, you know, Willis McGahee, and they see Quentin Portis in front of them, and Najee Davenport, and Jared Payton, and they might have made that same decision if the transfer portal was there. They had no choice then, because if you transfer, you had to sit out a year.
2001 Hurricanes team, greatest college team of all time, hands down.
Not close.
Yeah. We
have not close. I mean, it's some close 30s. Team. I mean, but it's not close.
I know they did. Yeah,
it's just the players that went on.
Some close teams. I
don't know, man. That team.
I put the Reggie Bush team up there.
Nah, bro. Everybody on that team is in the NFL, and there's like 10 Hall of Famers or some crazy.
Listen, that 2000. That 2001 team had Sean Taylor returning kicks and playing special teams.
Yeah, I was about to say he was on special teams. Yep. Freaking McGahee. Was McGahee on the special teams too for a little bit?
Yeah, and they moved McGahee to fullback at one point in the season just to get him on the field. Yeah.
Kid, we had Shockey, and then who was it after Shockey?
Winslow,
and then after Winslow, who was the third one we had at the time? It was Shockey, Winslow. It wasn't Olsen, right? I think it was Olsen.
No, I don't think Olsen was there yet. But I'm looking. Man, they were. They were, but we was deep
at every position, dude. Like just like Philly was.
I think Antrell Rowe was a freshman. Like he got no run on. Like,
Rowe was a freshman.
And that team was deep. It's other teams that was good. We had when you look at it in the totality, like, and that team was loaded, boy.
I heard Joe Burrow talk about the LSU. Like, nah, fool, we'd have smoked y'all. It'd have been a good matchup for about two quarters, maybe.
No,
like, we didn't have to score on offense if we didn't want to. The defense could have just got us points, man. Like, man, that defense was bad. We had Ed Reed, man.
Yeah, you got Taylor back there. Ed Reed's back there. Like, come on, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. Taylor wasn't starting yet. Taylor was special team.
But that was Sean Taylor was on special team.
But Ed Reed was our starter. But you had Sean Taylor. You had Phillip Buchanan, Mike Rump. Like, come on, Vilma.
Man, you have Jonathan Vilma out there. Man, that team was Vince Wilfork. We had dudes on that team who went to the league
Didn't we
and showed out.
Didn't we have Dad Morgan, or he left the year before?
Nah, Morgan was gone.
He was gone already? What was it? Yeah. What was it, 99, 98?
Morgan was on the team with, like, Ray Lewis.
Nah.
Yeah.
He was that old?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like he was on, damn.
Yeah, they was gone already.
For real?
Yeah.
I feel like he was on the older team.
He was on the older team. He was gone.
No, I for some reason I felt like he was on the team with Santana, because Santana was the 98. Nah. Santana was the 90, was on the 99 team where we should.
Nah, he wasn't there. I don't think. Yeah. I think Morgan was on the team with, like, the receivers. Then was like Jamie German and Omar Rowe and those players.
So here you have 2001 Hurricanes, one of the greatest Magic college Benton. Teams. Of all time, had one of the greatest draft pools of all time. Six players were drafted in the first round, and that is the most of any team even today. Andre Johnson, Brian McKinney, Shockey, Phillip Buchanan, Ed Reed, keep Mike Rumpf. Not going. To be outdone, the later rounds include Clinton Portis, Ken Dorsey, Najee Davenport. Yeah. Underclassmen later included Jonathan Vilma and Willis McGahee.
Yeah, and all of had good careers, and the ones that didn't, was injuries, because McGahee got hurt early.
Yeah.
Phillip couldn't stay
healthy. Yeah, but McGahee got hurt, but McGahee still had an awesome career.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
the dude's knee bent backwards.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, they have a 20 for 20 for the Hurricane teams, for the Miami Hurricane program, but are the 30, where's the 30 for 30 for that 2001 specific?
I don't know. Dan Morgan was the year before. He left the year before.
That's what I thought. I'm not one.
He was on the 2000 team. Yeah, why did I thought he left a lot earlier?
I was saying, I'm not one going crazy.
So he came right. He came right after Ray.
That's how I knew I wasn't going crazy, because I was like, Dan Morgan was on the team where they put Florida State over us, and we should have been in that national title. We were supposed to be back to back. Well, three-peat, really, because we could have won 2000, 2001, and 2002.
Yeah, Ray left 95, and Morgan came in 97.
You got me looking crazy for a minute.
Nah, that's only 2 years difference.
Yeah, man.
I knew he came right after Ray, though.
We had some talent, man. And that wasn't even Coker. That was Butch Davis, guys.
Yeah, Butch was there in the 2000, and then Coker
took went over, you know, the recruiting. Yeah. Bless you.
Yeah, Butch left with Coker.
Yeah, Butch Davis.
Yeah, see, Ray.
Butch,
Ray
Butch,
was,
Butch
Ray,
built
Ray,
that team.
Ray and them was under the Dennis Erickson regime.
So, which was was it? The first, yeah, that was like the Andre Johnson freshman year. That was the first year off of probation.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
2001 was the first year off of probation.
No, that class. No, that class.
I was gonna say that's a hell of a. That's, I mean, from nothing to being the greatest ever.
Nah, but Butch. Yeah, because Butch came in, what, I think Butch Davis came in about, what, 97, I think, something like that. But, yeah
man, so the 2000 team, I think, was the first one off of probation.
You probably won't see a talented team like that ever again, because.
No, there's no way.
Yeah,
you won't see a team like that no more because of the portal. You got the portal, and it's just a lot more spreading around. You got the NIL. So, I mean, why would I go to one school where I'm going to sit, and I can go to another school where I'm going to play, and I'm going to get paid? Mm-hmm. So, then if it don't work out there, I just transfer.
I'll just transfer around for 5 years.
Yeah. Closest thing... I mean,
I don't think the LSU
team.
Which one?
Are you talking skill wise or just?
Yeah, skill wise.
I don't think there's no team of the teams that were that
no, but like, that LSU skilled. Team was that LSU team was stacked. That LSU team, Burrow, the one that won the title. Yeah, Burrow, Chase, Justin Jefferson.
And that's
like that was stacked. Edwards Hilaire was that running back.
But that's it. We was deep. Like we
at all. Miami had every position on both sides of the ball and special teams guys that went to the NFL. Quarterback and Hall of Famers too. That's the thing. The Hall of Fame players on that team from the NFL. Like that's crazy to me that that Hurricane team existed. Yeah, like, you had to wait 20 years for careers to play out. But
quarterback was the only position that we wasn't deep at. Running backs, we was four players deep. Receivers, we was three, four players deep. Tight ends, we was three players. Secondary, like every position, almost you had three classes. LSU team, but like we could sub out our 22.
But I'm just talking about college, like as a team. Like there's some teams out there. Like that Texas team was deep. That USC team was deep.
I guess it's talking Texas legacy. Like the legacy of that team is never gonna happen again.
I don't know about DeVince Young.
Yeah, that team had some ballers on it. Roy Williams, you had Vince Young, you had Jamal Charles at running back. Like they had some players out there.
But again, the thing is, to me, in the NFL, Jamal Charles didn't do much in the NFL. He did a little flash.
No, but Jamal Charles had a run, man, and he got hurt
for a couple of years. Look at the guys that the Hurricanes have. Like these guys are Hall of Fame NFL players. You're talking about guys who were good in college, had a couple flashes in the NFL. Yeah, these are legendary NFL players, all on the same friggin' team. Like that. Every now and then I think about that, I'm like, God damn, that team is insane, bro. Like how?
You're right.
That's what I'm talking about.
So when you look at it like that, are you up? Should we be upset? We only got one.
Well, didn't a lot of guys leave when they first had eligibility to go?
Yeah.
You talking about one championship?
I mean, we got cheated, but
we got we should have had three. Remember,
was that the holding against Oklahoma?
No,
Ohio State. We lost to Ohio State.
We lost Ohio State to overtime for the holding call. But
that's
then
the worst call I've ever seen, bro.
But then in 99.
Oh, we lost them. But look. Let me see. So the starters lost in 2001, or the 2000 team lost Reggie Wayne, Santana Moss, Greg LaFleur, Ivan Mercer, James Jackson, and on defense, Damian Lewis, Dan Morgan, Al Blades. Returning starters, returning starters for the 2000 team, McKinney, Romberg, Bilba, Joaquin Gonzalez, Dorsey, DJ Williams, Cornelius Green, Jamal Green, William Joseph, Howard Clark, Chris Campbell, Mike Rumpf, Buchanan, Ed Reed, Todd Sievers, and Philip Capshaw.
But what I'm saying is we should be upset. We should have had more than one.
I'm highly upset, but I mean.
I mean, because we naming off Hall of Famers and stuff. Like, we should have more than one.
Screw that up, because you guys saying Butch Davis built the team. Coker won with him. Should you have won more with Coker with that talent, or did he find a way to put his stamp on it and drive it into the ground?
Well, Coker definitely messed up the 0-2.
What the hell is that?
We gotta start muting Rob when he starts making his noises over there. But I'm saying that to me, that's a crazy team to have.
So that 2000 team, that's the team we lost to Washington.
Yeah.
And that one loss kept them out of the championship. And then the 2001 team, they won it. 2002, they lost to Ohio State. So, I mean, should have had two, at least two.
Yeah. But that Ohio State, dude, like that was one of the worst calls I've ever seen. I don't think anybody can argue that. There's no logical.
I understand that, but the game was still close.
Yeah, but bro, even I know that flag came in like what 44 seconds after the play was over.
Well, that's what happens when they hate you. They hate you because they ain't you.
The you. I had jury duty with Andre Johnson's mom once.
Oh, really?
I did. He when I used to work at the bowling alley, he would they on Tuesday. I think I told you before. On Tuesday nights, they would come in. Santana Moss, Ed Reed, Andre Johnson, two other dudes would show up. McGahee would come in them once in a while, but I remember just Edrin James came in twice. I remember thinking like they're all like, "Whoa, bro, these guys are like the best of the best." But for me, I was starstruck to see Ed Reed. Like when, to me, in my
Rob saying you blocked him.
What's that?
Rob saying you blocked him.
How'd I block him?
He said he can't get back in. He's blocked.
He has to hit the link again.
It's hit the line.
Use the
hit
link.
The line. What was today's episode?
51.
51.
We're trying to figure out who it was. Did we settle with Kenyon Jr.?
51. Yeah, Dick Butkus.
I mean, come on, bro. We before we even started brainstorming, it was we got sidetracked on Dewey.
Yeah,
Dick Buck. I mean,
episode 51, Dick Butkus, RIP. He just died recently.
Yeah, a few months back. Yeah, my own man. I think he says Dick Butkus is the best football player he's ever seen across the board.
Before all the knee injuries,
he was a monster.
I used to watch a lot of Dick Butkus when I was a kid.
He was that, the
between nowadays, Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers. That might be one of the best drafts ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't they? Hold on. I'm pretty sure they went in the same draft.
I would say, I mean, you get Dick Butkus playing football today, he'd probably be arrested for, like, excessive violence. I mean, seeing the one where he grabbed one dude's head, like, got him and kept going, just ripped it off. The club, yeah. That shit was a thing.
Not only they went in the same draft, they went back-to-back.
Yeah, the Bears had back-to-back picks?
Yeah. Got Dick Butkus at 3, came back and got Gale Sayers at 4.
Nice.
That's a draft haul right there.
I mean, two Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
One is the
that the Joe Namath went
the linebacker.
Joe Namath went 12.
Broadway to
the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And then he said, no, I don't want to go to this NFL thing. I want to go play in the AFL. So I'm going to go over there. Because they got the big bucks and they're going to pay me to go play in the AFL.
Rob knocked himself out. It's nothing that we did here. I'm going to try to send the link to myself again and send it to him. Said my mic and cam is blocked. That's a phone thing, I think.
That's an Apple thing. You know, everything.
It probably just, is, bro.
Just Apple. Like, they don't just. It's, jeez.
That's probably. It's something with that.
Restart the modem.
Phone. Yeah, you might have to restart it.
Restart your modem. Are you ready for the draft? So excited.
Who's Buffalo taking?
Buffalo? I haven't done my mock draft, but I'm probably going to have them taking a receiver.
Yeah, I believe so. I wonder if they're going to
should take a receiver.
I think I wonder if they're going to write this season off. Like, we have no money. We're going to probably waste a year of Josh Allen's talent, but let's wait till next season and load some picks and load some cap, see what we can get for 2025 and start over.
Yeah, you suck. You guys are going to be suck.
No, we're going to
be just fine. Your window is closed.
No, I don't understand. Like,
it's closed. Dude, it's over.
Receiver is the least impactful position on the
field.
Put
a wrap on it. It's closed. You lost two of them. Not only did you lose, you lost two of them.
I'm a Gabe Davis guy, but a guy who goes four games with no catches and one game with two for 210.
Blame it on the quarterback. You blame it on the quarterback. Quarterback wasn't getting it to the open guy.
We got Kincaid. We got Knox. We got Cook. 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Oh, yeah. Double tight. I write double tight.
That's it, bro. All day. Quarterback sweep. Cook sweep. We're good.
Yeah. That's it. Single wing offense.
We're going to call up Georgia Tech. Like, yo, how'd you guys do that wishbone all them years ago? Help us out.
Yeah, Paul. What was the coach there? Paul. Yeah, you guys are going to call Paul, whatever his name was, from Georgia Tech, who just ran the option the whole time. He was the coach at Georgia Southern, and Adrian Peterson was the quarterback. Not the big Adrian Peterson, the little Adrian Peterson.
Another Adrian Peterson.
You remember him?
I do not.
What?
I do not.
I think he played for the Bears, but he was the quarterback for Georgia Southern, running the option, all that. He made it in the NFL as a running back.
Really?
Yep. I can't believe you don't remember Adrian Peterson.
I only know the AP as one of the best ever running back, Adrian Peterson, not quarterback turned running back for the Bears, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Adrian Peterson. He was also number 28.
No, this Adrian Peterson was number 29.
It was number C29. It was one better. I was testing you. I know you're talking about now.
Played, 2002 to 2009. He was with the Bears.
Had himself a nice little role there for a while.
Yeah. But he was a quarterback, and he finished his career with 6,559 rushing yards, a Division I football record for a quarterback.
I think Rob might be done. I think Rob might be done.
Oh, gosh. Yo, this guy at quarterback. Gosh. Yo, he used to be running that thing, boy, at quarterback. I ain't even going to lie. I can't believe you don't remember when he used to play for the Bears, man. He was good.
No, I remember him now. I remember him now because I remember thinking myself, that guy's got the same name as the guy from Minnesota. It took a minute.
These are his 4 years in college at playing quarterback.
Okay.
1,900 yards rushing, 1,800 yards rushing, 2,056 yards rushing, 1,795 yards rushing.
2,000 yards rushing as a quarterback in college?
Yep.
That's hilarious. What college was it?
Oh, Georgia Southern. His brother was Mike Peterson, the linebacker.
I know that name. He had dreads, didn't he?
Yeah.
I remember that now.
Yeah, that dude was legit, man. But I'm trying to see what was the coach's name?
For who? The Bears?
No, he was the coach for Georgia Southern, and then he went to Georgia Tech, and he brought that option with him to Georgia Tech, and that's all he did. And I know his name was like Paul something. Gosh, my mind, man. I'm getting old.
I'm looking here. Paul Johnson?
Paul Johnson. There you go.
Yes, 97 to 2001.
97 at Georgia Tech?
At Georgia Southern.
At Georgia Southern.
Tech, 2008 to 18, 10 years.
That dude made a living just running the triple option.
They sure did, which blew my mind that you got receivers like Calvin Johnson coming from the team.
Yeah, he had Calvin Johnson on his team, and he said, you know what? I'm sorry, bro. I'm just going to run this triple option, man.
That blew my mind. There were a couple other guys that came out of Georgia Tech that were, like, unbelievable receivers.
Demarius Thomas.
Yes. Okay.
He was the one.
Yeah. All these guys do is run left, run right, run up the middle. But you got some world-class receivers on the outside. And that's, no, we're going to do this wishbone thing.
Yeah. This dude's coaching career is Navy, Georgia Southern, Georgia Tech. All running the option. That's so awesome.
What's awesome is this. I was trying to, we're going to get to, I mean, the show's got to go on. Rob, I guess he had some phone issues or something, whatnot. We still got about 20 minutes to go here.
Yeah, when you have Apple, this is what you have. You have just a fruit.
Just a fruit.
All you got is a fruit. Fruit in a blue bubble. Congratulations.
So if I'm going to give you two names. I'm going to see if you know what they're doing. Pamela Anderson. Liam Neeson.
Hold on. What they're doing?
What are they? I'm giving you these two names. Pamela Anderson, Liam Neeson.
Like what they're doing right now, or what do when you say the name, what do I see?
Yeah, well, I'm saying these names. Are they ringing a bell in the news today at all? Or the next couple days before? No, okay.
They not. No. No, I haven't heard Pamela Anderson's name since the sex tape.
Well, what if I tell you that give you the character name of Frank Drebin?
No. Who the hell is Frank Drebin? I know Frank Drummond. I know Frank Drummond.
Who's Frank Drummond?
Different strokes to take. No.
Detective Frank Drebin.
Oh, Naked Gun.
Yes. Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson
having a baby
will be the reboot, 21st century reboot of the Naked Gun.
They are rebooting Naked Gun without OJ.
The iconic slapstick spoof series. I tried so hard to read through that.
How they gonna do Naked Gun without OJ?
There is going
to
be no...
They waited for OJ to die to bring back the Naked Gun?
Bro, it took days, mere days after OJ died to announce, guess what? We're going to do Naked Gun.
Man, they was just waiting. They had it locked in the chamber, waiting, and OJ drops dead, and they whoo!
Guess what we got coming up?
Guess we come back with Naked Gun.
Jesus Christ.
We couldn't do it while he was alive because then he wanted to be part of it.
Hey, guys, let me get back in there. That's the problem. They rolled him off the stadium in his wheelchair. You see him just take off over the balcony.
Jesus Christ. They waited for OJ to die to announce the new Naked Gun. That's horrible. I tell you what, Naked Gun was some of the most... I love Naked Gun. 33 and a third, one, all of them.
A few of these things that I've read about are this is... to me, Leslie Nielsen playing that character he did himself, I'm sorry, bro. You're not... It could be a good movie. But it's not...
Hold up, you never saw Naked Gun?
No, the reboot. It could be good with Liam Neeson and...
How old is Liam Neeson? How is he still a thing?
I don't know, bro, but you're not going to replace Leslie Nielsen. You're not going to do it. Spy Hard.
Airplane. Hold on. Say it again. Leslie Nielsen is not going to be in Naked Gun.
No, he's dead.
He died?
He died five, six, 7 years ago.
Well, no wonder they couldn't reboot Naked Gun.
But
so who's going to be in it?
Liam Neeson is going to be Lieutenant Frank.
Liam, Drebin. Like Taken?
Yeah, he's going to play Frank Drebin. Yes,
no way. On
the same page. Okay, good.
Yeah, now I'm here. The whole time you said Naked Gun reboot and you saying Liam Neeson, I'm thinking Leslie Nielsen.
No, Liam Neeson.
So he died? He died?
Yeah, bro. Leslie Nielsen died a long time ago.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Huh.
He died
That changes everything. I'm sorry I said anything about OJ, because I was thinking Liam Neeson was still alive. But I mean, if he's dead too, no one's coming back from Naked Gun. All right, I take it back. It's okay. It's all right that you waited until OJ. You wanted the whole cast to be dead. I get it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. So, what is Pamela Anderson going to do in it? Because now I'm really lost.
I guess she's going to play. What's her face?
It's going to be. But Liam Neeson is not a comedy guy. He's going to be on this thing taking it too serious, talking about he's got a set of skills. And
maybe that's going to be because that's how they got Leslie Nielsen. I saw an interview. The guys who did it, I can't think of their names, the directors at the time, had 7 rules of comedy. They, in order for those movies to work, because there was no, not say humor, it was all him being deadpan and serious. They had to follow strict things. No ad-libbing, no anything like that. Because when Leslie Nielsen came in to read for it, he'd try to do it funny, and they're like, nah, it doesn't work. Be you. Be your dramatic self. But you got to do it this way. And when they did it, it killed. That was it. It was the best thing ever.
Have you never seen Naked Gun before?
I've seen them all, bro.
Oh, okay. That's what I was just saying. But, Liam Neeson?
Die Hard. Yeah,
Liam Neeson can. No, I don't see it. He's gonna be on there. He's gonna be. I got a set of skills. I'm coming and I'm killing everyone. What? He can't. Yeah, no.
This seems
give me another old white guy. Who else can do this?
It has to be someone that you could see being serious that could fit in that role. But I mean. Who you have? You got Steve Martin, but he's a comedian. You need someone serious that can come across silly. I don't know, man. Like, I really can't think of anybody. But Liam Neeson is going to play Sergeant or Detective Frank Drebin.
I don't know how I feel about this.
No, bro. That's one. To me, it's a movie. It's a character you do not mess with. All the airplane movies, like I said, Shirley, you don't think I can do this? Yes, but don't call me Shirley. What's a hospital? It's a place with a bunch of people. Like, all those stupid jokes are so funny. Hot Shots, all those, man. So
I love Hot Shots.
It's a bad week to stop sniffing glue. It's a bad week to stop doing, bro, Lloyd Bridges. Those movies are classic funny.
I can't think of another Liam Neeson type of guy.
No, what serious actor? Like Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell could pull off being serious, but
I don't see it though.
No, I don't see it either because Liam Neeson, as stated here, is iconic as Frank Drebin. You can't redo that.
No, I don't like it.
What serious guy could step over there?
Why not just renew it? Not redo it.
Because even if it's good,
I cannot see Liam Neeson doing it.
No.
I can't.
Like that's how
what's your boy the actor, the white actor. I saw a picture of him today. He looked like the Crypt Keeper.
Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood. That's it right there. I saw a picture of him today. I was like, whoa.
He's got the beard. He's got the pants up to here.
I'm looking like, that's Clint Eastwood.
I know.
That boy put on some years, boy.
He's like 92, 93, something like that.
Yeah, but he looked like he look it now. That boy looked like. I was looking like, whoa, that's Clint Eastwood? They talking about, directed a movie. How do you direct? How can you see?
It can't be. If it's a picture that I saw, he's got like, he's all hunched over.
He looked like he looked like he got a sweatsuit on or whatever and it's pulled up over his stomach.
Yeah.
And it looked like he got caretakers walking with him, talking about he just directed a movie. What movie you directed? You can't even see right.
He's 93 years old. He's born in 1930.
Jesus, this dude's seen the airplane invented.
I
How dare you?
Oh, shit. Well, he's not playing Frank Dribben.
Might as well.
Jesus. That was good.
Yeah, man. I do see Pearl Harbor. That dude, come on, man.
He's seen some things. I've seen some things, man.
He's seen some things. He probably remembered old Pearl Harbor broadcast. Hey, Pearl Harbor was bombed today. You're like, oh, man, I remember it like it was yesterday. What?
Because you were there.
So I was at home with my radio on.
There's going to be an OJ documentary on Netflix.
I don't want to see it because they're gonna try to sway it. They're gonna try to sway it to the way that y'all want it to be. And I ain't trying to see it. I ain't even gonna watch it. I ain't even gonna watch it because I already know what they're gonna do. Huh?
What could they possibly sway any different than what they showed in the trial?
Well, I don't believe with the masses, so they ain't gonna sway me.
There's no way. I'm not even going to let you finish. There's no way. You're not silly enough to say
yes
that.
Way. Mm-mm. Yes way. OJ survived. He survived being, he almost got set up and took his life. He almost got set up, but he found a way to survive being set up by a racist police system.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Or
he survived it.
Or he killed two people. Just saying.
Or he did not kill two people.
Or maybe
this little old man did not decapitate two people. Like, that's sorry.
I saw the picture of the they're showing one of these in the news the other day. I'm like, damn, OJ look young. He looked like he's still with her playing football.
No, man. OJ, around that time, OJ was like, oh, he's older than how I am right now. I wouldn't try to get out there and decapitate nobody. I'd be so sore in the morning. Sorry.
One time, man in the world, greatest athlete probably ever, top three. He's out there with a bad back.
Yeah, it ain't happening. He decapitated two people, got home, changed, and got on the flight. No, sorry, no.
No, someone else did it.
Sorry, yeah, somebody else did it.
Is that
not him? I tell you what,
Kardashian's dad.
How old was he? He had to be at least what, like 40-something, 50 then. Like, you think he killed two people and got home, took a shower and caught an airplane flight? Like, come on, bro. You know how long it takes me to get ready for a flight?
You might be motivated if you just killed two people to be put a little pep in it.
Yeah, well, he ain't got enough
when they found the body. So you probably
ain't had enough time to get there.
No, so somebody
he ain't had enough time. listen, he would have killed one person and would have been tired. You just don't decapitate people. I don't know what movies you watching or whatever.
Decapitate. A lot of movies out there decapitating people.
Yeah, and they might make it seem like it's easy, like it's just easy. Unless you got an Excalibur sword or guillotine, it ain't that easy. You're gonna be tired, and you ain't gonna kill nobody else after that. You're gonna go home and take a nap.
They're both sitting right there. Maybe one of them was sleeping, and just free for all. Cut.
No,
it takes so long to
sever through the bone and the neck. I mean, come on, he would have been tired. And they got this little knife. He did it with this little knife. Come on, bro. I'm not stupid. I might have been born at night, but not last night.
Oh, this guy. So taking away his murderous ways.
He did kidnap some people and try to get some memorabilia back.
He was found guilty
on that, and he went and did his time and served his time. But you ain't gonna put the murders on him, Ricky Bobby.
Listen,
not today.
I separate personal and football. I think the old man says it too, that OJ Simpson is the best running back, the rare combination of speed and power, sold out stadiums. If people came to watch him play, he's the first millionaire athlete telling the owners, if you don't pay me, I'm not coming to the games. He sat out, I think, the first game of the season. Nobody shows up. All right, OJ, what do you want? Just pay me with half the gate, half whatever the attendance is. The next week, OJ plays. Stadium is filled up.
Listen,
OJ, if, I think, is the guy that started these big contracts.
Listen, if you would have told me, guy, if you would have told me he killed them people when he was the juice, 20-something-year-old, I'm like, all right, maybe.
Maybe.
But all the juice was squeezed out of that boy by the time the murder. That boy was nothing but pulp. Listen, he ain't, it ain't happening, all right?
Oh, shit. He didn't donate his body to science either. No CTE for his brain.
Why? Like, it's perfectly fine. Not giving you my brain. Hey, man, I ain't got no brain problems.
Say, hey, bro, this synapse pop here means murder. So
no, man, I'm not giving y'all nothing. CTE. I died of cancer.
That's it.
And that's how I went down. You ain't taking my brain to do nothing. My brain was just fine.
I'm looking on.
I ain't watching no Netflix documentary. They gonna try to bash OJ. Nah, bro, I'm good. I saw the show with John Travolta.
Yeah.
That was all right.
I heard a lot. This is a 30 for 30.
He was not guilty again.
Oh man, it's the 30 for 30 OJ Made in America. That's what it is. I thought it was something new.
Nah. Listen.
So look at that Netflix.
Go watch the show. Watch the show. It has the same ending as real life.
Oh, yeah?
Not guilty.
I'm trying to see. I'm looking up at Netflix new shows coming up.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Cuba Gooding Jr. played OJ.
I'm trying to see what new shows are coming up to see if we have anything piquing our interest to watch. But these
have you
are
been
all
watching,
old shows. I'm gonna get
have
to that
you been watching Shogun?
I've watched
you
episode...
Haven't?
1 and 2 of Fallout.
I'm almost done. I got one more episode and I'm done.
I've watched 1 and 2. I got right.
I love it.
Episode 2 ended where the chicks got to cut the dude's head off. So
I really enjoyed Fallout.
Yeah. I watched episode 1 and 2. I hope, and you may like this for you. I hope this cheesy fucking music is stopped playing during the show. It's so... I know some people like it. It's artsy. It's
awesome.
What's going on.
You got to understand, if that was the music when the technology stopped.
But listen, the bomb hits. They're like in the 50s, but they live in this like super futuristic area.
Because
yes, bomb
because...
hits, The
50s
of like 2021 50?
No, the 50s is when the technology in the Fallout era, the Fallout timeline, technology doesn't advance past 1950 something.
But when the
so bomb that's
hits,
their
music, they are
that's
old.
Their music.
I see all that stuff, but off in the back where the bomb comes down, the first hit, the chicks, the little girl's measuring her thumb. Mm-hmm. It's like the Jetsons. It's a futuristic city that gets blown up in the past. I don't understand
it. It doesn't get blown up in the past. Is the past.
But it's a futuristic city they're living in. They've got the fancy gadgets, but it is an older style.
They're not
show.
Fancy. What fancy gadgets? Technology literally stopped in 1950s. That's why you see all the old TVs and all the old... There is nothing after that.
It all makes sense, except for... And the backdrop, it's giant buildings. I don't believe there was a shiny city in the 50s. Anyway, the point I'm making is the music
is what makes it.
No, God, I knew you were going to say that. Now, when the chick, when she gets out of the bunker and she's walking and it's playing like, you know, I want to make it to America. I want to see it. Like, I get it. It's making sense. I understand it. I want to see what's going on. Don't hold me back. Wind beneath my wings, all this stuff. The song is talking about. I get the metaphor, but it's like, come on, dude. I want to see, like, this is supposed to be a badass show. Why do they have these lame ass songs?
It was awesome.
Me nuts.
Because it's the time. They have to take you to the era.
I believe the era that I'm watching with robots and tumbleweeds and shit. I like the mashup. I'm all for that kind of stuff.
What song, mashup? What are you talking about?
They're 219 years into the future when she comes out.
Yes.
And she
but technology her, stopped in the 1950s.
Except she's got a laser gun on her hand that can shoot shit when she's down in her bunker. I believe their technology kind of kept rolling.
Yeah, which, but again, not.
I don't mind. I not, love that shit. It's like, the songs. The songs
not
drive
the me personal
nuts.
Technology, like not music, not TVs, that stuff. It's stopped.
Well, I'm going to watch another one tonight. Watch probably three. Try to maybe watch four. I like it so far. It's interesting.
I got to watch Shogun tonight, but I got one episode left of Fallout.
I like it so far.
Rebel it's Moon 2 good. Come out this week.
Friday, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that. We'll talk Rebel Moon next time. And we'll talk. Hopefully these other two are watching Fallout, because I'm going to be done by the time we record next week. And again, so far, two episodes in, I like it. The songs.
It's next week. Next week is mock draft day. Have your mock draft ready.
I don't think next week is mock draft. I think.
Yeah, next week is the draft. We're here.
Okay, next week is mock draft week.
Next week, we're here. Teams reported today for off-season training.
Oh, or
yesterday. Yeah, they reported yesterday for voluntary training.
All right.
We're back. It's no stopping it from here, right? It's no stopping it. You got, you know what I'm saying? You got draft next week, then you got rookie mini camps, and then you got mini camps, OTAs. Next thing you know, it's training camp, and it don't stop.
It's like
the snowball rolls downhill from here.
All right, let's wrap us up here. A big hour and a half. We did pretty good today.
Hey, you know how it is, man. Episode 51. Dick Butkus. RIP to Dick Butkus, one of the greatest linebackers ever. You know what it is, man. Follow your boys on X. Like, subscribe, share. TikTok, Twitter, MySpace. All that. Share. Hey, share it. Like it.
Share it.
Share it. Share it. Hit the little button that say share. Send it to your peoples. Subscribe. You know where to find us at, man. X, TikTok, Twitter, MySpace, BlackPlanet.com, MeGente.com, SilverSingles.com, LittlePeopleMeet.com. We everywhere. MillionaireMatch.com. Support, like, subscribe, share, and we out.